Be careful what you say. Words may kill you faster than the arrows will. Welcome to Brambleborn. Last time on Brambleborn, the party parted ways after the death of Zachary the Stoat. Finally reunited 6 months later, and now wielding the Sword of Bronwyn, the party encounters a group of badgers seeking refuge. Unfortunately, Marcusate forces begin attacking Patchwood.
Well, Lockwood, that super sucks. Good luck.
Peace out. Money or no money.
Do you want to go for an adventure?
I don't know. I don't know if I should come with. I might just be a burden to you guys.
I mean, you have
a
sword now.
You are a child and you are under my care. How come there's two of you?
You have a sword now. I can teach you how to use it. I'm a twin.
Are you sure that I wouldn't be a burden to you guys?
You're 10 now. Come on.
If anything, she's going to be a burden to us.
I'm not going to make your life easy.
Okay. Red Claw?
I'd like to see Carol.
You said that!
Someone
like, she's your ex-wife! I would like to see Carol!
Someone's in love!
Wait, I want to go get it.
Carol, you owe me $30.
I want Greta to kind of go like, be like, wait, like put her like thing. Like, how do we know that we can trust you?
Give us your hat is like.
Oh.
Let us hold on to your hat.
What is it called? What is it called? I can't think of the word. Legit, can't think of the word.
I also know what you're talking about, like, but I can't.
To hold on.
Compensation.
Confiscate?
Compensation.
No, to, like, hold
insurance?
Yeah.
Yes, insurance.
Insurance?
Just like.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to see my crew again. I take off my rapier and give it to Ibright.
Oh, his sword.
Your right what?
His rapier. His sword.
Oh. Oh, so we can't attack you.
His weapon.
Yeah.
I take it from Ibright.
Come on!
I just want to see my crew again.
You are drunk.
Okay.
And then
but
I hand
it's a
Ibright.
Sword.
Okay, I still want Greta to kind of just like give him like an evil eye. Just like.
Stink eye.
Okay. And then just walks off.
Okay. Does it seem like if we go out the front of this place, the Marcusade is going to be there?
Well, basically, you park your boat at the road in between the Penske Haven and Patchwood.
Si, senor.
So, no, they're attacking at the gate between Patchwood and Limberley.
Okay. There's a part of me that wants to help both. And, like, can I go to Lockwood?
Lockman?
Yep.
Lockwood is from Cloud with a Chance of Meatballs.
Right.
You right, Lockwood? Gosh, JK, let me talk to these people really quickly. Do you think... So the Marcusade are attacking because they're looking for these badgers, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if we send word that the badgers are heading somewhere else to get them away from here?
I think that's a good idea.
Smart idea.
But I don't
let
know
me
how...
Wear black paint.
Okay. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that without maybe telling Lockman...
Lockman.
I was right that time. That it's basically them, like, what's stopping him from turning them over?
I don't know.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna go up to Lockman. Hey,
stop flirting with him!
Shut it, you. So I think I know why the Marcusade are here.
The old vulture turns and goes, why? Is something to do with your secret project?
No. But yes. See the group of cloaked figures at my table?
Yeah.
The Marcusade has killed off every single one of their clan, and they are the last three.
Four? There's four of us.
You don't count anymore. They are trying to escape. If we send word that they're heading to a different clearing, they will leave you, but we'll head the other direction with them.
Lockman looks and goes, they're the last of their kind?
They're the last.
Okay.
Okay. What clearing...
Are any of them cousins?
Stop! So we're at Patchwood. They came from where?
Limberley.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to go here. So why don't we...
So would they be in Opensy? Going up to Opensy?
We're going here.
We're going down to Flat Home.
Yeah, we could say they're going to Opensky Haven.
And then just cut through the woods to Flat Home.
But we don't... Yeah, we could just not get on my boat. We could just go to Flathome. But if we send... If we say that they're going to Ice Trap, is that what that place is?
Ice Trap?
Yeah, is that a place? Cool.
Yeah.
Just making sure I was reading it right. Say if they're going to Ice Trap, then maybe they'll go that way and not the direction that we're heading.
Okay, do you want to try that?
But would they go these... How believable is that? That they would go to the place where the Marcusade base is set up?
That's true.
Hence the
Opensky. Wait, no, where is the Marcusade base?
Well, it's not... the Marcusade main fort, their headquarters, is not Ice Trap. But Ice Trap is right next to it, and it's controlled by the Marcusade.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
So they probably wouldn't... Hence. So Opensky Haven would be the one that we would need to say that they were going to. Which means we would just have to...
Take the land and leave your beloved boat behind.
See if they took the bait and went.
Okay.
Or book it and try to avoid them.
Okay. So you're going to have Lachman tell them?
Yeah. What's the name of your group again?
The Truffle Clan.
The Truffle Clan?
No. It was the Hunter Clan.
The Hunter Clan?
Truffle Hunter.
She's drunk.
I said Truffle in the beginning and then it turned into Hunter Clan.
I don't know. I'm just going to put the text you sent me.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll say if you can send word that the members of the Hunter Clan are heading to a Penske Haven, that might buy them enough time.
Lachman nods and goes, I hope you're right.
Hope so too.
And heads out with his guards. Okay. Okay, so you guys better get ready.
Yeah, we're okay.
You are in the middle of the siege.
You have had enough food. You are coming with us now, I think. We need to get ready to head towards Flathome. I think it is best if we head through woods and on foot than on my boat.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to get the high ground so I can make sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I will do that. So Greta then goes on the top of the trees.
And we get ready to... I kind of... I will by myself head and kind of follow Lachman and... See if they take the bait.
Okay, so you watch. Lachman goes up there and like takes up with him like a white handkerchief that he attaches to a spear. Okay. And he goes up there and he waves it on top of the wall.
Lachman dies together with me.
And he climbs up on top and he goes, "Cease firing! I know what you seek." And the arrows stop firing at the wall. And the Marcusade forces stop and hear a voice call out, what is it that you think we want? And Lachman goes, the last of the Hunter Clan. We know where they are. You believe them to be here, but they're gone. They've already left to Opensky Haven.
Ooh.
You will not find them here. And the Marcusade kind of murmur a bit. And an arrow flies out and strikes Lachman.
Oh, no! Why did you say something? You gave me
an idea. And
hear
a voice pipe up from the crowd that says something along the lines of, like, in that case, we'll get there by trotting over your corpses.
Bro!
You should pick a location that can not be easily accessed by getting through Patchwood.
There was no other better choice! Ugh, frick.
Well, head for the woods. Bye!
I'm gonna... Can I have had set up, like, a way to motion that you guys just go?
Yeah.
And tell you guys to start running.
Okay. And so, Grenis will lead everyone.
Is Lachman dead or is he just injured at this point?
Lachman just fell off the wall after getting shot by an arrow.
Can I try to catch him?
You can try.
You're a mouse. He's a vulture. You're just going to hit him and he's going to be flattening you.
What would that be?
I don't know.
It would definitely be a roguish feat. Which one would that be?
Well, if it's not...
There's improvised...
Acrobatics, blindside, or pick
lock. Well, that's not blindside. Blindside's the murder skill.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These are the two ones that I have.
I think acrobatics would work.
Acrobatics would probably be it.
Sweet. So that means I roll with my mind?
I think so.
For my... Ethan, do I roll with my might for the acrobatics roll?
Acrobatics is rolled with... Well, everything's rolled with finesse for a roguish feat.
That's right. That's why I added finesse.
Plus one.
Oh, I gotta roll both of these. What am I doing? I haven't played in 2 weeks.
8, 9. She got a 9.
9? All right.
Oh no.
Whoa. So it works, but it's either you have to mark exhaustion or one of the risks happens.
I'm marking exhaustion.
All right. So you run over and you catch Lachmann as he falls.
You're gonna catch him and be like, "I'm so sorry, friend." And
he like reaches out like one weak hand. Hand? Wing? I don't know.
Like claw?
No, that's his foot. I assume that all the birds have fingers, basically.
Okay.
They're like finger feathers.
Yeah,
they're like
some
finger feathers. I'm so sorry.
Regardless, he's dying. He reaches out his hand, he like takes yours and it, and he goes, basically like,
"I thought it would work."
He says, "Patchwood must not fall," and then he dies.
Well, I'm out of here.
No, you guys are already running.
Yeah,
I sent you guys off already.
Yeah, we're already there. Greta's already like running on top of the trees, getting the high ground.
You said that you took Redclaw's rapier, right?
She has it.
Oh crap! Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So Redclaw's not getting too far away from.
Okay, I was gonna say I feel like if I knew there was battle afoot, I would have given it back to him. I trusted him, but I didn't say that I did, so I won't do that yet. So you're hanging close. That's fine. As long as you guys get kind of far out.
How high are the walls?
Yes. Oh, okay, sir.
How high are the walls?
The walls? Probably about 20 feet. 20 to 30 feet.
Is there a sewage system through the castle walls? Or the town walls?
There is like a grate that you can go under. Basically, you are going to be able to get through out of the direction you're trying to go.
Okay.
Tilly's gonna, like, look around at the I'm sure there are soldiers around. And she's gonna say, "He was the lord of this town, right?"
Yeah, he was basically he was their lord.
All of them be like, "You heard your lord, this clearing must not fall!" I don't have a thing for any of this. I'm just...
No, where's Materia when you need it? No. You know what? You don't need to roll to rally them. They just saw their leader die. They're not gonna... They're gonna avenge him.
Yeah! You heard your lord! Yeah.
You can see, like, the guards there, the townsfolk that, like, run the, blacksmith shop are there. Everybody's there and they're ready to, like, fight. Delilah's there holding a very big hammer.
Okay, she's gonna run back to Redclaw. And she's gonna hand him his rapier and say, "Get them to safety. If anything happens, you get to man my boat for some time. I'm putting all my trust in you." Karen will be thrilled to
see
you.
Wouldn't be my first choice.
Karen will be thrilled to see you.
Carol will be thrilled
to see you. Yeah.
Redclaw nods.
Can I... I hate that I'm going to do this one. Wait, don't leave yet.
Oh.
Do I want to get captured with the Sword of Bronwyn? Yeah, I'm not giving you the sword. Bye. Because it's the Marcusade. It's not the Eyrie. The Eyrie are the ones that want to get rid of it. So
you could pass it off as just something.
I'm kind of okay with it. Okay. And you leave. I'm fine.
I start booking it.
I've cost this man his life and I'm helping.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So who do you want to follow? Do you want to follow you guys running through the woods or do you want to follow Tilly's stand?
Tilly.
No, you guys go.
Okay.
Think.
So we'll follow you guys. So you guys are running through the woods.
Okay.
And I haven't caught up with them yet. So I'll say that I'm like...
I basically was
far
like,
behind.
Yeah.
Okay. I basically said I'll meet you guys in Flatholm. If not, they know where I parked my boat last time.
Then I'm gonna have Greta like take a quick stop to just because she's been running on top of the trees, and she like looks back to see if Eyebright's been following.
I'm coming. Don't worry.
You and your crew.
I'm running. They just half dragging me behind. I'm running. I can make it.
Okay, so you're fleeing over there, and you come to the boat, and what you gonna do? You're just gonna get on the boat?
They're not heading to the boat, they're heading to Flatwood.
Oh, you're heading to Flatholm? Okay, my bad. Alright, so you're fleeing to Flatholm, you're just rushing through the woods, And you can see that, like, basically there's, like, Marcusade forces everywhere, and they're, like, starting to swarm around,
Oh my gosh.
They're starting to, swarm Patchwood. And as you're running along, I'm gonna say... You guys might need to sneak. There's a lot of people here.
Can they see me in the trees?
Probably not.
Probably not? Okay. So I'm gonna stay there.
Okay.
So I need to roll to sneak?
Mm-hmm. If you want to sneak. Otherwise, you can just rush through the woods. This is gonna be travel move?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, sorry. This is just gonna be a travel move. You guys are gonna be traveling from clearing to clearing through the forest, I assume, as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there any guards on the watchtower watching?
I mean,
because Marcusade haven't made it that far, so I don't care to sneak.
Yeah, you should be fine not to sneak. Basically, your option is you can go. I'm assuming you're trying to go as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in that case, everybody marks one exhaustion and one depletion. And then whoever wants to roll, you get a plus two to it.
Plus two to what?
You're going to roll to see how well you travel.
Oh, okay. I'll roll. Five, seven.
Okay. Something is following you. Do you want to let it keep following? Or
it's just you. It's
you. You can either let it keep following or you can mark exhaustion to try to shake it off. But everybody would have to mark it in order to shake it off.
Ooh.
You guys up for marking exhaustion?
I can mark exhaustion.
If anyone had any stuff left over from the last...
Yeah, you could have cleared it.
Okay, just making sure everyone cleared.
Can I make mark exhaustion to catch up? Because at this point, I said that I was...
Oh, yeah, I assume that you're already with them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So,
like, when he catches up, though,
I'll mark an exhaustion. I'll mark an exhaustion to confront it, I think.
You want
to
confront it?
Or, like, just see what it is? Or
Marking exhaustion means we leave it in the dust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we, like, peer over our shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something with torches.
Oh.
Okay.
We're running. Running from a mob.
Okay.
Exhaustion.
Okay, yeah. I marked exhaustion.
Okay, so you are fleeing, and it takes basically a night to get over there.
Just the basic moves, I'm gonna need it.
Okay, so you make it over there, and you arrive...
I'm gonna be fighting.
...in... Whoop. You're gonna arrive in Flathome. Do you want to cut over to Kelly?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay, I'm going to just be kind of shouting commands to these people. I'm not great at it because I'm used to battling on a ship, but I'm going to be ready and just kind of see what happens.
So as you're fighting all of these off and like everybody's fighting all the different guards, the leader of the Marcusade forces, the apparent leader, comes out. Who is, like, dressed entirely in, like, this bluish, silvery, like, plate metal armor.
Ooh, that armor's pretty. I want some. I'm going to...
Okay, draw a rapier.
I will draw the Sword of Bronwyn.
Okay. Oh! Damage.
Damage.
Okay.
If I do... Because I'm sure it's... him and several other people around him.
Mm-hmm.
If I do storm group, I still get to use the Sword of Bronwyn, right?
Does the Sword of Bronwyn have storm group as an option?
Frick, I forgot that that's the thing that has to happen.
You could just start with your cutlass.
Yeah, I'll start with my regular sword. Just kidding. Sword of Bronwyn's not coming out yet. I will storm the group with my cutlass, which I can't remember what that means I do, and I can't find it on the list. Hold on. There it is. Mark exhaustion and roll crap. Sure. Okay. Oh gosh.
11.
9, 10, 11.
This ooh.
11 plus what?
2. Mine.
So that's 13.
Wow. Oh, you're right. That's 13.
Like, don't short yourself.
I'm bad at math when they're dots. So 13. which means on a ton plus choose two of these things, I'm going to aim for the main guy with the fancy blue armor.
Right.
No, that seems lame. Yeah. I'm going to have them mark... You keep them off balance, causing them to causing you to inflict two exhaustion, so they'll mark two exhaustion each.
Okay.
And then I get to choose one more. Oh, we trade harm too, so that means...
Correct. And I need to draft up a group really fast.
Okay, that's fine. I will decide which other one of these I'm going to do.
Because I can't remember where I put mine.
Okay. Okay, and then the other one, I'll avoid their blows to the best of my ability. You suffer minus one harm.
Okay. Okay, just drafted it up. All right, so, okay, so you take two damage. Because you're fighting a group.
Mm-hmm. Was that plus...
Hang on, you're fighting the group and you're fighting the captain at the same time?
The captain was part of the group, I thought.
The captain is standing by the group. I'm letting you include it, but the captain also will get to attack.
Okay. Does like, the group... fighting the group...
When it says storm a group, it's intended for, like, when you're fighting, like, a mob.
Okay. So I got in a loop. Minus one harm, so do I still take two? Or do I take one because I have the minus one harm for the group?
You would be taking two.
Okay, just checking. And then one for Captain Man.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's going on my armor. Unless his weapon doesn't avoids armor.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Cool.
Okay, and then you dealt exhaustion, right?
Two exhaustion to each of them.
Okay.
And then one harm for each of them as well.
Okay. So, mark harm there, exhaustion there, exhaustion there, and then no harm for the captain.
Okay. I'm going to kind of call for like backup to help with the group, and then I'm going to switch to focusing on the captain.
Okay. You're going to switch swords?
Yeah, I'll pull out the Blade of Bronwyn. I don't know what I can do yet with this one.
Okay. The main thing is that the Blade of Bronwyn, when you're wielding it, it prevents you from gaining prestige on your own.
Okay.
It instead goes to the sword.
Mm-hmm.
It is forged with a metal, which makes it that... The circles are the legend track, which is how it gets prestige.
Okay, okay.
And then it's forged with star steel, which means that it's able to penetrate items made of star steel and be aware of them.
Okay.
And it is... What's the last one? Oh, yeah, it's double-edged, so you can choose if it deals exhaustion or damage.
I'm just going to swing at him again.
All right.
With this sword, which I still...
It's the first time you're using it in this fight, so are you using injury? Or are you using exhaustion?
I will use exhaustion for this because I feel in my mind if I can take out their leader, then maybe they'll all stop.
Okay.
So I roll with might, right?
Yeah.
Eight.
Okay. All right. So in that case, you trade harm.
So one and one.
Yeah.
And because
you need to pick one option.
Well, because I'm attacking with exhaustion, do I mark exhaustion? Damage. Okay.
Alright.
This isn't looking good.
Alright, you hit the captain, your candle leans back, and he just goes, "That sword you've got there seems familiar. I want it.
Really? It's a family heirloom, so sorry, it's mine.
We'll see.
I hate this.
Right. Do you want to just, like, dramatically cut away from it, or?
Sure.
Alright.
Today's episode of Brambleborn featured Ethan Buckley, Jordan Marshall, Balin Perry, Kelly Hamblin, and Jared Jensen. The music of Brambleborn is provided by Alexander Nakarada. Root the RPG was developed by Leader Games and Magpie Games, and can be found on Magpie Games' website at magpiegames.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll join us again. Bye!